Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian. America, welcome one and all. The theme tonight for Epic Episode 166 is more civil unrest coming with our start date of August the 3rd already, 2023 AD. So I am broadcasting to friend and foe alike from the studio here, underground studio in the north part of the Phoenix Scottsdale area near the mountains. Our iron will cannot be broken by the wicked ones in our midst. Victory is in our sights. Never forget that. This show airs every Thursday night, as you know, at our Ocho 8 Bravo time. We broadcast to friend and foe alike. The battlefield smells like victory for us as the war against the white European man rages onwards in America and beyond. This show is on Blog Talk Radio each week. And diversity isn't your strength, America. It lowers your wages, marginalizes your culture, increases your crime, fills your hospitals with illegal aliens from all over the world, occupies your housing, ruins your schools and your once great neighborhoods, consumes your taxes voraciously, tightens your laws, restricts your liberty and your freedoms, endangers your children, and then diversity will call you a racist and a bigot for happening to notice the same things going on around you. That's where we're at tonight. That's where we're at in this country. We always have new listeners to the show. Glad you're all here. First-time callers get first in line to talk in the radio octagon after the monologue at 563-999-3437. Be ready when you're called upon. Stand and deliver the goods. We want to hear from you. This is the best show on the radio. There's no program director telling me what to say. Now, there's all kinds of things going on, the undercurrent of America. They're bringing in people from the third world as fast as they can. Don't forget, there is a thing out there called the 14 words. We must secure the existence of our own people, and we will do that. There are trolls from time to time. You know you're over the target area when we attract some haters, some trolls. Such negativity are from ignorant loser trolls. Well, if they are in the chat room, you have my express permission to attack them relentlessly if they happen to snake their way in. Then we will get them banned yet again. When you are taking flack in life, that is precisely when you just know that you are over that battlefield. I have to ban about one or two internet trolls each week from Gab and other internet sites, as I've told you before. We will continue to lead the show while they just troll on as losers, ignorant scum. We have the positive energy waves over their low energy negative waves. Never forget that. Welcome to the Von Wien Show, A Bridge Too Far.
Darf ich mir zunächst einmal erlauben, und ich glaube, ich spreche im Namen aller Anwesenden, und die Freude darüber zum Ausdruck zu bringen, dass Sie, Herr Feldmarschall von Rundstedt, wieder zum Oberbefehlshaber der Weststreitkräfte ernannt worden sind.
Sparen Sie Ihre Reden für die Siegesfeier und kommen wir gleich zur Sache. Luftwaffenstärke?
Luftwaffenstärke, Feldmarschall.
Kurz bitte.
Yes, who I am and what I stand for makes their blood boil out there. They hate my guts. I love it. I love the smell of victory. Napalm in the morning and the battlefield. I was born and built for war. The Germanic blood in my vein just boils over from time to time. The Italiano blood wants revenge for all the ills that befall our once great society. Well, we're glad you're all here. As I posted on Gab this week, a Frenchman wept in the photograph as German soldiers marched into the French capital of Paris on June 14, 1940, after the Allied armies had been beaten and driven back across France by Hitler's Wehrmacht and Waffen-SS. Now, France has fallen yet again by the invasion of the Muslim hordes from the Third World. This show is your testosterone-driven show. No silly boys allowed. We will not tolerate them one iota. The others in our American society have been at war against the white European man for quite some time now. We all know, and it's quite obvious. And the white man is just starting to realize it. His Viking blood will be rekindled, and he will be a formidable force in the universe. Keep your head on a swivel out there. Be aware of your surroundings. Have what the military calls situational awareness, which I always have. I'm always scanning. I'm always looking. And I'm paying attention to friend and foe alike. And you, too, need to do that. Well, this week there are many reports in our of malware in the American, I'm sure also the Canadian, and the European voting systems, our power grids, our databases for tracking voter fraud, and on it goes. The news, of course, is, or this kind of news, has been totally censored by our mass media machine, which is why we now call it fake news. Does anyone honestly think that the demented and senile old Joe Biden or his clone or his installed twin or CIA cyborg, whatever you want to call him, got 80 to 85 million real votes out there? Really? Was there even Biden campaigning, having no one at his rallies? While sitting in his basement? Really? What are you smoking? Pass it around. If that's what you think. Bunch of ignorant morons in America. From the low to the high. And they've got to be purged out of those positions. Peacefully, of course. We're the law-abiding show. And we will tell it like it is. We are suffering now in America is a new type of warfare. The Chinese themselves call it unrestricted war. Their words, not mine. We call it asymmetrical warfare. Sadly, it seems that very possibly that our own security organizations or alphabet agencies or, God forbid, many officials in our government may be in on it. They've been promised wonderful things from the CCP. China, did you know it's the most contaminated, polluted country in the world? All this big talk of climate change is not directed towards China. It's directed towards you and me in the Western countries, America, Canada, Europe. They want to tax us more, control you more. I told you before, they want you all on Chinese bicycles, eating your one bowl of rice a week, and they don't want you to go into a store to buy anything unless you pass the Chinese credit score. Well, F China and their stupid effing credit score. F them. They want a war, they came to the right place. No problem. We know that their troops are over here. We know they've come through Canada, Mexico. Report after report comes in the real media, the underground media, as I call it. Treason is afoot everywhere. It is game over if we don't fix it before this next presidential election. I hear all this big talk, oh, we're going to get Trump back in. Oh, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. How can you do any of that until you fix the last election? I've told you before, they're not going to allow Trump in. It's going to boil over. You mark my words. Well, in looking at the world, it's so bad. I always tell friends of mine, it's laughable. And I'm just talking to you like I talked to you over a beer in a German beer garden or a bar and lounge here in Phoenix, Scottsdale, or wherever you're at, L.A., Miami, D.C., Den of Vipers there, Missouri, Canada, Oregon, Las Vegas, who knows? Back in 1980, a woman could go into a grocery store, a real woman, not a trans woman, by the way. She could fill up her grocery cart with food in 1980 with about 20 bucks of our fiat currency before deciding to go home to her $15,000 home, riding in her $3,000 car. The 1980s were great. And I frankly don't care one iota what the media has to say about it. But now, that same grocery bill is $200, and your new home costs over $450,000 after all the dust settles, the closing costs, the moving costs. And the gas it costs to get you to the store costs $5 per gallon today, and the average gas price in 1980, depending on who you talk to, was anywhere from 80 cents to $1.20 national. Well, you've come a long way, baby. Come a long way. It's getting harder and harder to make a living with these prices. Everyone's being squeezed like a grape. CNN has a warning out, warning that it's a very real possibility in their mind that Trump could win it all in 2024. He very well might. We'll see what happens. It's going to be a wild ride. That I can guarantee you. music of our ancestors while the war rages against the white man and the white woman in America, in Canada, in Europe. Only white countries get millions of third world invaders. They're not going to Japan. They're not going to China. God forbid they're not going to little Israel, right? They're being poured out, these front organizations given passports, money, travel expenses, decadent, criminal. Well, there's a major fire in the underground of America, and if they're not careful, it's going to get ignited. That's all I'll have to say about that. You know what I'm talking about. People are getting ready for the onslaught. People are getting ready for everything under the sun. You name it, Arizona is an armed camp. Now, a lot of people here that are not going to play around. Things hit the fan. I'll be right there with them. Don't blame them. Everybody I know that's in the know is getting ready, and you should too. Now, I mean that because we have a website dedicated. It's not a, it's not making a dime. I don't care if it ever does. It's called survivemax.com. Now, I tested the website out. If you can't get it for whatever reason, maybe blocked by your internet provider, I don't know, or your settings, but survivemax.com. Check it out. Use the word Vaughn, V-O-N, my first name. You get 10% off everything you buy. That's the promo code, Vaughn. Well, in other news, we're going to hear this, I believe, soon in America or Europa. They'll say, I'm sorry, sir, your card has been declined due to your political views. This is coming. You know it is. And what a great Biden Democrat economy we have. Well, I'm sarcastic tonight. I don't really mean that. You know that. Most of you get my sense of humor by now. It can be sarcastic and cutting or just flippant. But when I report to you that CVS pharmacies will shed 5,000 jobs in their latest cost-cutting push, well, that's the Biden economy for you. It's terrible out there. Everyone I know is looking for a job. And if you're an employer, hire some frickin' people. Get off your ass. Do your job. Get this economy rolling in spite of Biden. How about those apples? Well, as we all know, we have talked about this on the show before. But once your freedom is taken from you, you cannot get it back very easily. Once a gun is taken from you, you can usually find another one on the urban street corner wrapped up in a brown paper bag for a few shekels, you know. But in other news tonight, the United States, the big news this week has its credit rating cut one step to AA+. From the top ranking of AAA by Fitch Ratings, echoing a move made more than a decade ago by the S&P in 2011, quite a while ago from many of you, but I do recall that. Yeah, under Biden, the Democrats, the American credit rating was downgraded, and it was downgraded in 2011 when the other Democrat, Barack Obama, was in the White House. Democrats, Republicans are bad and dumb at many things. They're a party that has really changed and grown to the left. But the Democrats are far, far worse. They'll take a fire that accidentally got started by the Republicans, and they'll make it into the worst forest fire in U.S. history. That's my best analogy for you. And New York City officials are considering housing more migrants in Central Park as part of a broader plan to find new sites for more than 95,000, just say 100,000 asylum seekers. Well, this is what New York wanted. You wanted to be a big liberal Democrat city. You wanted to lecture the country how great you were, how egalitarian you were. Oh, we're so big up here. We're so rich. We're so tolerant. Well, great. You made your bed, now lie in it. We're going to send you more and more and more. Now, I know that's not going to help out the country in general. But while they're flowing over the Texas border, until the real patriots can get control of the situation, yeah, we'll just ship them up there, dump them in the Democrat sanctuary cities for now. At least we know where they are. They're not going to be scattered. They'll be up there in those Democrat sanctuary city strongholds, you know, and leave them there. And we can worry about that stuff later when we deport them in mass. Same goes for Canada. Have you ever heard, I'm sure many of you have, of the Yellow Trucking Company? Well, they made the news this week. Isn't the Biden economic recovery great America? Okay, the yellow trucks, you've seen these on the road a million times, these big semi-trucks. The trucking giant, the Yellow Trucking Company, ceased operations this week, filing bankruptcy, letting go of 30,000 workers without jobs, pensions, or anything. The closure is the biggest in terms of jobs and revenue in the U.S. trucking industry. This nearly 100-year-old firm is known for its competitive pricing and has more than 12,000 trucks in shipping freight across the United States, going daily for brands from Walmart to Home Depot. That's a lot of trucking stops per day now that won't be made to a store near you. The smaller independent trucking firms cannot keep up or do the same job, okay? So a lot of things that you rely on at your grocery store, Home Depot, Walmart, whatever, Target, or just any store in general, you'll see even more supply chain delays. That's why I told you months ago, to prepare. Buy what you need now while the stores are still open, while supplies are flowing, and while your fiat currency still works. I knew this was going to happen. Sooner or later, they're going to go belly up under Biden. We're going to see a hell of a lot more of these key industries going bankrupt. That's why you want to don't wait. Get things now that you need. Get whatever you need. Prepping supplies, again, survivemax.com. Telling you. Well, here's a weird thing from the Coast to Coast website. I go there often. Love that show. I have no problem talking about a cool radio show because we also do some of the similar headlines that they tend to do, et cetera. But a surprising report from the Iranian news agency, it's called the Fars News, claims, this is their big claim, that the U.S. government has been secretly run since 1945 at the end of World War II by space aliens, who they say previously ran Nazi Germany. It's kind of a wild story. The Iranian article claims the source of this information comes from Edward Snowden, who reportedly shared it with Russia's Federal Security Service, of course, the infamous Vladimir Putin of mighty Russia. I would say that's things that make you go, very interesting. It's also interesting to note in my own research that, did you know, in our Did You Know series, that 92%, to reiterate, of all UFO sightings occur in the United States. Only 8% in countries outside the United States. Also very interesting. These stories get wilder and wilder as the days progress, you know? Also, which a little tie into that is, I'll make a long story short. I'm looking for some night vision goggles. Why? None of your business, America. I just need night vision goggles. And I also want a few rifle scopes for my arsenal. Because you never know when Red Dawn invasion is going to come, right? Those damn commies. But night vision goggles in Vietnam, in doing some of my research, we had guys up in choppers, right? Like in that movie, We Were Soldiers, the Air Cavalry. And they were up there with their night vision goggles. Now, when they put these on, when these were first made, our own servicemen started wildly firing their machine guns and things of that nature at what they thought was just empty sky. What they found was that the night vision goggles with this chemical called diacin allowed our Army guys to see flying demons flying alongside the Army combat helicopters. Wild story, I know. And some even say that the military accidentally created the night vision goggles that could even see into the astral realm, and they made some that could see your aura. They've banned a lot of these because the guys were firing their machine guns in a crazy way. But I'm trying to get some of those goggles, too. On my bucket list. My Santa Christmas list, if you will. I'm only trying to pick up some cool things. So we'll see about that. I'd like to try those on and see what I see. I will go where no man has gone before. Pretty interesting stuff there. But entertainment news tonight, because America is nothing but entertainment, were the Roman Games, the Roman Colosseum. They don't want you to know the truth. They want to give you bread and circuses. Oh, the people are mad. Give them some more entertainers. Give them some more hip-hop, some more rap music. We'll come out with some more movies for them to watch. Well, Lizzo, who many of you know, that obese singer, said in a new bombshell lawsuit, well, it came out against her, this bombshell lawsuit, get this, that Lizzo allegedly, we don't know, I wasn't there, in case she's listening, but in the lawsuit, other people allege she forced her own, quote-unquote, which she called them, fat dancers. Okay, brace yourselves, to eat bananas from hookers' vaginas. Oh, yes, it gets much worse out there every day. And, yeah, man, I don't see what the big problem is, right? Yeah, she forced her fat dancers to eat bananas from hired hookers' vaginas in hotel suites after the show. Just so you know where your hard-earned money is going to, America, if you went to a Lizzo concert. And, by the way, I've never been to one of her concerts. Well, we'll never go, I'm sure. But if you're a fan, wonderful. That's all I have to say about that. That's another can of worms I don't want to open up. But we all know, as you know, that the word diversity that they love touting, and the latest phrase by the DNC is diversity, equity, and inclusion. I love how they say inclusion. They always stop and say that word very slowly. Well, diversity is just ethnic cleansing of whites. I'll just be blunt, tell you what it is. Rule number one in America, which we all know, a lot of rhinos go along with this too in the Republican Party, though they don't like to admit it. But the rule number one in America is blame whitey for all of your problems, and especially the evil, infamous, corrupt, conquering, imperial white man, white Aryan man. There is a war against the white man of European descent going on right now inside this country. Yes, we know. I know guys that can't get hired because they're not diverse enough for various team projects. I'm telling you, it's getting dicey out there. You get a project manager in middle America or middle management who's a woman. I went to one of my friends, her site on LinkedIn, and it said she was a huge fan of diversity. And I showed it to him. He goes, wow, where'd you find that? I said, I found that off LinkedIn. She promotes it on her website. That's why you weren't hired, because you're a white European male. You're not black enough. You're not diverse enough. And she says she's a huge fan of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Right there for everyone to see. And that's the hiring manager. That's just code for we're not going to hire a white male. They may hire a white female. She's kind of a weird, tatted-up liberal whore. Maybe with a tramp stamp, she might get in. But the white man, he doesn't have pink hair or green hair. He doesn't look liberal. He looks straight pride, heterosexual. Screw him. We're not going to give him the job. Well, this blame Whitey game has been going on long enough, and I say best of luck to all the participants of this game. And we will rule nations once again with an iron fist. And the world will tremble at our approach and those of our armies. South Africa, the black communists are screaming, kill the white Boer farmer. You know, on this show, we like to talk about many different topics, but lately, this kill Whitey, blame Whitey has been in the news. And I deviate all the time to other topics, the economy. So we'll touch on many things, but that's why tonight we're going to talk about some of the racial issues going on in the world, race, creed, and culture, which a lot of you love to talk about. I do, too, because it's out there. It's in your face. You cannot absolve yourself for it. And don't be a white cuck, rhino, liberal Republican that goes, I only judge people by the content of their character. Well, so do I. And a lot of them look a certain way. Figure it out. Well, the South Africans should have taken, in my view, just in my view, back in the day when they had the arms, the military on their side, the government on their side, this is the fatal flaw of whites around the world. When they have the time and when things are on their side, they get complacent. And the South Africans should have taken by force. When they saw this coming, this ANC, which is the African National Congress, which Mandela ran, which is in the middle of a bunch of communists, red communists over there, they should have taken by force 25% of South African land back in the day, try to get it legally without firing a shot, and make it your own white country and fortify it to the hilt. Instead of living with the feral, violent blacks and the feral, violent black communists in their midst, they should have made it a white country decades ago. But they decided to remain with the blacks, which is the fatal flaw. They're all trying to, the whites are trying to get along. Can't we all get along? All that kumbaya BS. And this is how the blacks repay them now. By killing the white farmer, by killing the white man, they are marching with white baby dolls with bayonets through them in the streets, saying, we're coming for your children next. You white devils, you. Yeah, that's what's going on. You know, this is going to spread to the United Kingdom and Europe next, in my view, because they've imported the same mentality. Militant Africans, militant third world people, they're already there. They're in the streets. They're gathering their forces. I see videos on Twitter every day in the UK and Europa. Londonistan is terrible. And so if you're in London tonight, you're in England, we have many listeners over there, you better be arming up any way you can. You better be getting ready for the onslaught because they're going to come after you next. And there's already knifings and stabbings and machete things going on there now. It's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. It's going to get much worse. We got all these things going on in our country. They know the white man is armed to the teeth. We are the prize as being Americans. America is the prize. But one man said, all things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. Well, maybe so, but many people are asking for God's help now in 2023. We know God's alive and well, but God, in my view, well, this is not written anywhere, I believe God helps those who help themselves. Figure it out. If you don't help yourself, don't expect mercy from your enemy. Don't expect them to be kind to you and nice to you. They're not going to treat you anything like that. The good book says this. It does say, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. Think about him in all of your ways, and he will guide you on all the right paths in life to take. And I say, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, my fellow soldiers. Well, the root cause and the root problem in America is it's really a combo platter. It's multiple things. The New World Order will mark the end of nation states, and the loss of freedom is its express goal. So it's a good time that you're here on the show tonight. It's a good time to be paying attention, people. There's a lot of things going on. We will talk about a lot of things tonight. You better be thinking ahead, fortify your home, fortify your life. Get ready for anything on any front. And we're not just saying that to say it. We mean it. We have a clown show in Washington. We have a complete disaster in our economy that may unfold and around the world. I hear rumblings everywhere. Strange things are going on. But we're glad you're here tonight. We are pure energy. We will light the torch. We are strong, and we will not let the wicked win.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
What you're saying is true. Here I am.
And by the way, we're back. If you see any online trolls in the chat room, you have my express permission to attack them relentlessly. And I'll do the same, of course, when they try to sneak in. And we will ban their IP address, but they're kind of sneaky slime balls. They'll use different computers with friends and things of that nature. Well, you get the drift. No infing trolls allowed. But look, this is where the world's at today. The major world powers, new and old, face a novel reality. While the lethality of their military might is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historic low. It used to be so much easier to control a million people than to kill them, but today it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than to control them mentally and psychologically with the advent of alternative media like the Von Wiehent Show, etc. That's how it is today. And look, we're living in that George Orwell book, 1984, the dystopian reality, right? It's getting crazy out there. And by the way, just on a basic base level, the show is base. We just tell it like it is. Be careful out there. You know, a lot of these crazy drivers, that it's hot all over the country. These people are in debt to their eyeballs. They have credit card debt up to yin yang. They have no way to pay it off. They're about to lose their job. Any minor infraction of them going 80 miles per hour in a 40 mile per hour zone freaks them out, because people tend to drive faster in my book when they're stressed out, not slower. They drive faster. And anyone that gets in their way, well, their fight or flight response kicks in. Their rage is on. So be careful out there. I'm watching the local news here. Well, Phoenix, Scottsdale is like Los Angeles, where these people will park the car, get out, pull out a gun, or it's like fisticuffs. It's like the old West. Be careful out there. Don't piss off other drivers. It's 110 degrees, or at least 100 heat index in most of the country. People are going nuts. They're going crazy. They look, it's just the times that we live in. So stay cool while they get hot, and avoid them like the plague.
If I was the deep state and I wanted to destroy America, I would rig the election with a puppet candidate, one that was so compromised that they would never say a word about it. I would create a false flag that allows for mail-in ballots. I would be in charge of the ballot counting machines. I would create a false flag to blame all who question the results of the election. If I was the deep state, I would prosecute anyone that went against me. I would sue and prosecute anyone that spoke up about the fraudulent election. I would use my powers to shut down all your internet businesses and bankrupt you. If I was the deep state, I would make everyone an example why you should never question a Democrat ever winning an election. I would imprison my foes. I would use my corrupt DAs and blackmail judges to destroy you. I would make sure all crimes I ever committed never happened. I would prosecute my biggest competition. I would make sure they could never run for office ever again. If I was the deep state, I would convince everyone that Ukraine Nazis were good and women are men. If I was the deep state, I would own every politician that mattered. If I was the deep state, I would push my pedophilia ambitions on you. If I was the deep state, you'd question your sexual identity but not the medical establishment. If I was the deep state, you would fear to ever resist me. If I was the deep state, you would wish I was really the devil. If I was the deep state, I would say mission accomplished.
That's a cool little promo from our tech wizard, Irish Pirate, that is out there on the internet. Really, really cool. And here's one, too. It's called Hillary is a Woman, I think.
It's not a laughing matter. I take it really seriously.
Thank you. for me because I'm a woman. One of my merits is I'm a woman. All these mothers vote for me because I'm a woman. Cause I'm a woman. Vote for me because I'm a woman. One of my merits is I'm a woman. All these mothers vote for me because I'm a woman. Cause I'm a woman.
A woman running to be the first woman president.
I cannot imagine anyone being more of an outsider than the first woman
president. Who can be more of an outsider than a woman president?
Well, I can't think of anything more of an outsider than electing the first woman president.
A woman president of the United States of America.
God. Well, I thought we would have, we're going to get Joe Montaldo on, scheduled here soon, the UFO expert. Also, we're going to have the European housewife come on. And we talked about this on the past show or two. We may have a Trump debate, and maybe between, who knows, maybe between Gunslinger and Lincoln. That would be a wild Trump debate, pro and con. So if you guys are up for it, chime into the chat room. If you want to do a debate in a future show about the positive side of Trump and the negative side of Trump, we can talk about it on this show. On my show, this is a free speech platform, so we can talk about all this stuff. We wish Trump well on the campaign trail, as I said before. He is the front runner. He is the heir apparent, but again, they'll do anything to stop him from getting the nomination. I wouldn't even put it past the DNC and the deep state to assassinate Trump, as I told you before. God forbid, if I put nothing, literally nothing past him. People say, that could never happen. Well, so that's a JFK, okay? So that's Robert Kennedy. So that's other people like Reagan. They shot him, too. Well, back to UFOs for a brief moment. I thought my audience would find this very interesting. In the United States, did you know that California tops the list of UFO hotspots nationally? No surprise there, since everyone's on drugs. Just kidding. But the UFO record keeping began. There have been 15,480 sightings reported across that California state. And the UFO sightings are as follows. California, then Florida, then the state of Washington, then Texas. That's gunslinger country down there. New York, Pennsylvania, Arizona, of course. We had the famous lights here twice over, and I missed them both, and I'm pissed off about that. Still am. Ohio then comes next, Illinois and North Carolina. Even college professors now say they're seeing little green men. Unbelievable. Interesting stuff there all. But who knows? As they say in the radio folklore, only the shadow knows. And that's where we are tonight. And with that, let's get the gunslinger to just get us started tonight and crank things up. We'll put him on the air right now. Gunslinger, welcome to the show. How are you, Gunslinger?
I'm a hot son of a bitch, that's it.
I mean, oh, yeah. It's hot everywhere, man.
It's a warm in Texas or hot in Texas. I'm afraid my bullets are on my gun belt's going to go off. Jeez. But, you know... Here, well, you bring up a lot of good subjects there. You know, when you talk about diversity and shit like that, this is one of the things that is wrong with this country today is diversity, multi-culti bullshit. Okay, all these people that want something for nothing, all these people that are sucking off the tit of the government. All these people that wants to be repaid for slavery that was ended 25, 30, 40 fucking years ago. Okay? Mm-hmm. And they're still crying about it. These dumb fucks are still crying about it. they got their return on their money. They have free health care. They have welfare that they've been on for the past 40 goddamn years. All at the expense of, guess who, the white man. Okay? But yet they have audacity, the audacity to say, we're the blame, and I'm whiter than a motherfucker, and I will not apologize. Okay? Anybody's gonna kiss somebody's ass if they're gonna kiss my ass, motherfuckers. Okay, and for these white traitors that are out there, okay, these race traitors, okay.
Oh yeah, a lot of them. Mud sharks.
YouTube.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you see them on YouTube. Oh, let me go down and kiss your feet, Mr. Black Man. Now I have nothing against black people. There's a lot of good people out there. Okay. I'm talking about the scumbags, the fucking Negroes, the ones that will cut your throat for a penny and then shoot you in the back. Those are the type of people that I'm talking about. There's a lot of good standing black people. Those are, I call them black people, okay? You know, that has a nice
right.
house.
There
job.
Is a difference. Absolutely.
Yes.
There is a difference.
Push their kids through college and have a nice car and a boat. All, you know, in their driveway and all this good stuff. Hey, that's great. Absolutely. Go for it. I'm talking about the scum of the scum that infests every major city in this country. Dallas, Houston, oh my God. Them some bitches down there kill you for a half a penny. Okay?
I know.
And guess what?
I know.
They are black. They're black. Why do you think there are so many black people in prison, the jail and the prison system in today, in this country? I mean,
well,
they didn't do nothing.
They didn't do nothing at all. Why? The white man's evil, and it's all white's fault, gunslinger. Mm-hmm. That's what they'll say.
I mean, that's what they claim. I mean, gee whiz.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the downgrade, again, of society. When you have to have universities or schools, all right, that have to lower their grade average or whatever it is, okay, to accommodate these dumb fucks. Because, I'm sorry, these types, lower types, do not have the intelligence that God gave a fucking pissant. Look at him.
Yes.
Yeah.
As little Greta would say.
My God, she turns me on. But anyway, that's a different story. This is the type.
But I digress. Right.
Yeah, this is the type of people that lowers everything, lowers scores on everything. We want intelligent people to come out of universities. Okay, we want people that are high knowledge in the scientific field, in the electrical field, and every other field. Okay, we want artists. We want people that, scholars. We want people that know what the fuck they're doing. Not these dumb, God forbid, we don't want these dumb fucks that don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. Especially
That's
these
right.
people that are coming and slithering across the border over here. I'm in Texas. I know we're a border state, just like you are.
I know.
Okay, California, some other idiots. You know, these people are not fucking doing anything. These are the low of the low. Like I said, and it goes to prove every fucking time their mama should have swallowed. I'm sorry. It's the truth.
That's right.
Speak
That's right, Randy.
I don't sugarcoat it.
You speak the truth, gunslinger. I know.
You know, these people come over here and they expect the red carpet to be rolled out for them when they can't even put two and two together. Okay? They are criminals. They're fucking dope heads. They're drug cartels. okay? Every fucking thing that we don't want in this country, they're fucking pushing over here. Let them go back to their own country. I mean, if Mexico is so great, then why the fuck are you coming over here? Or any other fucking shithole, okay? You don't see Canadians pulling over the Canadian border, do you? Obviously, they're a little better.
No.
You know, so what's the deal here, okay? Why is everybody, coming into the United States? Oh, I know why. It's that Statue of Liberty out there. Somebody needs to fucking cut that sumbitch up and scrap it in the scrap pile. Sorry, French. Okay, we didn't want the damn thing. We didn't want it. Okay, give us your sick. Give us your poor. Fuck you. You take your sick. You take your poor. And you make them better. Okay? Well, I mean, why do you have to throw your garbage on us? We don't want your garbage. Our garbage thing, my garbage is full, thank you. We don't need any more. But these people keep, breeding these sumbitches like rats, okay? And look at Chicago, New York, L.A. Look at the homeless population. Look at all these people that...
Oh, I know.
What are they? Nothing. And they will never be nothing. I mean, you give them a chance. Okay, I'm poor giving somebody a chance. But when they fail miserably time after time after time, it's a fucking enough. Enough is a fucking enough. Okay?
Let them I agree. And you know what? Don't you want to stand around and hold hands and say, can't we all get along? Let's sing Kumbaya. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Well, we all know that plaque on the Statue of Liberty is bogus, written by a Jewish, some Jewish lady, some biatch years ago. It is not in the Constitution or in anything in our government that we were supposed to accept millions and millions of frickin' huddled masses. That's a bunch of bullshit. Always has been. I'll call
always
it like
is.
It is. Not what we're supposed, and that's the problem with this country. I'm looking at the chat room, and Lincoln did say, yes, her name is accurate. Emma Lazarus, that is her name. Absolutely. And Gunslinger, I love the call, man. What are your final thoughts to America at this stage of the game, man? Shoot.
Well, I'm going to reemphasize what I've said before. Back in the Founding Father days when they created this country, they did not create the country for them, these scumbags. They did not create this country for the Mexicans, the Australians, the Muslims. They created this country for the white European white man. You want me to spell it for you? White man and woman. That's what they created this country for, okay? For our posterity. You dumb fucks out there don't know what the word posterity means. Go look it up. Google's pretty smart these days, okay? That means for us and for our future generations, not theirs, okay? Think about it. If that was true, if that was really true, then there would have been a black person. There would have been a Mexican. There would have been a Chinese. There would have been a Japanese. There would have been a fucking Muslim when they signed the Declaration of Independence if it was meant for everybody. In those pictures you've seen, you see anybody except a white fucking person. No, you didn't.
I didn't see Muhammad there. I didn't see Mrs. Gonzalez there. I didn't see Mr. Goldstein there. And I sure in the hell didn't see Hirohito there from the Empire of Japan. Sorry, guys. Look, we know you're over here. No problem. America, I say, is the most generous country in the world. But the Founding Fathers were very clear. And they said, we don't care what happens in the future. This country is for our people, our European lineage, and our posterity and progeny. And for those of you folks in Apache Junction who don't know what posterity means, it means our children and great-great-great-great-grandchildren. Our lineage, in other words, however way you want to slice it or dice it, was not meant for Africa, was not meant for all the billions in Asia. It was not. Now, they can come over here, which they many of them have and work, and no problem at all, but it was not designed originally for that. And that's why the Democrat Party is at war with the Constitution. They're at war with the Founding Fathers, and that means they're at war with the white man, who I said in my opening monologue. Gunslinger, awesome call, man. Your final thoughts.
14 words. You know what they mean for the white person.
I sure do. Thank you, sir. Have a great night.
Good. You too.
Thank you very much. Gunslinger, great call, buddy. Great, great call. Yeah, this is enough of this pussyfooting around. I'm going to tell it the way it is. If you don't like it, I don't really care. Change the dial. Don't need you. Don't need you. Yeah, there was the, as Lincoln said, the Naturalization Immigration Act of 1790. We talked about that before on the show. It was only for white European men in good standing. Hate to burst your bubble, D.C., or the Democrat Party. It was the first immigration act of the Founding Fathers. And this is what it was. And this is, we have so deviated from that. That's why America is suffering. That's why we're having massive problems. And I've just been advised that Gunslinger has left the building.
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? Scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do than to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
That's the best promo ever. Well, I am on a new computer in the studio here. We are on a new microphone. I read some of the funny chatter before. And so if you can hear me well, loud and clear in the chat room, please say so. We have tried out some new wires, some new equipment. So I believe on my side, I'm coming out very clear as day. I had one guy call before the show who couldn't hear me, but I know he has a problem with his phone. Great. We're hearing loud and clear. Now, next week, which is why I wanted to know tonight, was because next week I'm going to be on the West Coast again. And I'm bringing the equipment with me, and so I'll be able to broadcast from the coast at a secret, undisclosed location in Northern California. I'm getting up there on the cheap. We have a very tight budget here in the studio, but we're going to get up there. Great. You all say 100%, loud and clear. Excellent. Thank you so much. So this is a new microphone, so I tested it out, and I bought it. And I said, we need to have a little more oomph. So, good. Good. That means we're coming through. So, we'll be broadcasting from there. I'll be doing some, meeting some people, shall we say, in the Oregon State. Not Portland. That's not my scene, as you well know. I avoid them like the plague. I'll be on the Oregon coast, in the mountains there, and on the Northern California coast, and in the Redwoods, where there are many nationalists and patriots who live up there. And they are armed to the teeth, though I can't divulge their location because that's against the many of the laws there. But trust me, they're on our team. We'll get to Kat in a minute from Canada. I guarantee it.
This just in, we can now call the 2024 presidential race for Joe Biden. This morning, an emboldened China invades Taiwan.
Financial markets are in free fall as 500 regional banks have shuttered their doors.
Border agents were overrun by a surge of 80,000 illegals yesterday evening.
Officials closed the city of San Francisco this morning, citing the escalating crime and fentanyl crisis.
Who's in charge here?
It feels like the train is coming off the tracks.
It's very true. America is a freight train loaded up with fentanyl. Get off the trucks. America loves drugs. Haven't you noticed that? Well, you see people behind the wheel. I always tell people, if they're driving erratically, you don't know what's going on inside that vehicle. So just stay away from them. Steer clear as I do. I've been known to pull over many times and let the hotheads go right past me. I go pretty damn fast. I am the original speed racer. They want to, you know, you ever meet these guys that are, like, super competitive. If you're going 80, they want to go 82. If you're going 82, they want to go 85. If you want 85, they want to go 90. And they keep up in the ante. I go, look, I'm not here to race you and die. I'm here to get to point A to point B relatively fast. If I'm not going fast enough for you, I don't care. Either you go around me. It's called, now, on the California Coastal Freeway, just so you know, it's the PCH. It's a two-lane highway most of the way, almost all the way. They got lots of turnoffs for stuff just like this. The last time I was driving on the on the edge of America, on the California coast, and by the way, there's a lot of good hiding places up there in those redwoods. You get up there in that part of California, it's not very populated. That's what I like about it. You don't have millions and millions and millions of people like L.A. or San Diego or Orange County. But you're up there, and our kind of people live up there. Well, let's just say they've invited me to give them a little pep talk up there, and we'll have a good time. But basically, when you're going up the coast, I pulled over 18 times last year to let people go. They were barreling through, and I'm always over the speed limit. I admit, I'm always 5'10". 15 miles over constantly. Those limits are always a little low for me. And I don't have a lead foot, but I can be a lead foot when I want to. These guys are easily going 75 and a 40. I mean, and that is that's a very dangerous speed. I'd pull over, let them go. I wanted to count how many times I had to do that last year to save my own life and limb. 18 times. I always count. I love math. I'm always counting things wherever I go. I've got some other funny counts. I'll take it off the air. But that's for a different show. But, 18 times. Yeah, I had to pull over because they were on your ass. And you got these tailgating, by the way, should be illegal in all 50 states. It should be ticketed and illegal. You should not be able to legally get 2 inches off someone's bumper. You want to pass them, pass them. And I would also say it's also illegal to block traffic, which is that's already on the books. But there are not many laws in all the states to block or to make tailgating illegal. It's illegal in some states, but not all. California, I guess you can get away with it. They don't care about law and order there anyway. But the northern part is totally different culture, I told you. Gavin Newsom hates Northern California. He never talks about them. He hates them. They are the right-wingers that live up there in the forest. My beloved forest with the tallest trees in the world are in Northern California. Did you know that? The most ancient trees in the world, the biggest trees in the world are in Northern California. And it straddles the Oregon border. And you've got lakes and streams and camping and fishing and hunting and all kinds of camps are up there and people are up there. Prepping, getting ready for the onslaught. And by the way, a lot of them have boats. And you'll ask them, why is there a big boat in your backyard? Well, in case a tsunami hits, we're going to jump in the boat. Makes sense. They'll buy an old boat for $500, and they'll tow it to their backyard. So if a tsunami hits from a nuclear war or something, they're going to all hop in the boat. Pretty smart. You see a lot of that up there as well. But first, there's Gordon Gekko, and then we'll go right to Kat.
I am not a destroyer of companies. I am a liberator of them. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
yeah.
Let's get Kat on the air.
Kat, welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, Vaughn. How are you doing?
Hey, great. Great to hear your voice. I love these numbers that you plug in from Canada. It's in Ontario, California, so I'm glad you chimed in. Either way, you're going to get on the air. What are your thoughts tonight? Did you enjoy that call by Gunslinger?
Yes, I did. Oh, he was spot on.
He was. On fire tonight. In fuego,
uh-huh.
As our Mexican
friends like, it when Gunslinger gets
friends
all
like
right.
to call it. Mm-hmm. I do too.
Yeah.
So what's up tonight?
Well, I actually wanted to tell you about my little trip. Last week, I took a trip to down to flyover country, Missouri, to see Lincoln.
Ah, yes. To see Lincoln?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Great. What are
yeah,
your thoughts
so we
about
had a
Missouri
wonderful
and flyover country and the heartland of America?
Oh, it's beautiful down there. The
it
Ozarks
is.
Are
it
amazing.
Is. Oh, yeah. It is. I've been through there before. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Lots of
yeah.
good hiking and mountains. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what I wanted to mention actually ties into what Gunslinger was saying about how this country was built for us and our posterity. And we as European folk that built our countries, we take pride in it. And as I'm driving through different cities, different small towns, down the interstate, because I drove down there, and when you see it with your own eyes, there's no denying who takes pride in the country they built and who doesn't give a crap.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
And again, I've always said America is the most generous country. I mean, we've invited everybody in the world to come here. Look, America is definitely like that now. But when the country first started, is what you're saying and what Gunslinger said, it was predominantly 99% white European stock. And it was designed for white European stock. It just was. People hate these facts, but they're what I call an inconvenient truth. Now in America, we're so liberal, we've extended that to the world, which is where we're at today. And this is why, in my view, America is suffering today. Or we're having a lot of problems today. I don't care. Look, I have many good friends of mine that have – I told you guys before, if there's many guys here in the Southwest especially, I always say they will ask out a white girl and she'll blow them off. And they go, well, screw it. Then if I can't get a date with my own kind, then the next thing they do is they get white Hispanic, which is very common in New Mexico, Arizona, California, you know, very common here. Now, back in Missouri, Arkansas, Kentucky, I'd say Oklahoma, the Midwest, you know, like Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, probably a lot more white European stock there. So when you were driving around, what did you notice about the demographics of Missouri and the Ozarks?
Well, actually, I drove through Indiana. Indiana is actually very similar to Missouri. Just open countryside,
yeah.
Trees, rocks. It's beautiful.
That's where I went to college. I love Indiana. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great state.
Yeah. Yeah, so
beautiful.
I've been around Chicago. I didn't go in Chicago, but I drove around it. I've been through Upper Michigan. Upper Michigan is actually a lot like Canada. It's very very liberal, and it's just, you know, I look around in my town even, which was a nice town, and there's, you know, there's litter everywhere. There's a lot of immigrants. On Canada Day, I went to the store to pick something up, and as I'm driving through my own hometown that used to be 90% white, all I see is East Indians. I don't know where all
yeah.
the European were hiding. They probably went out to the country to have a bonfire and fireworks. But all I see is East Indians. I might have seen two or three people that were the same color as me, but it was like I was in a different country. It's crazy. But as a result, our town is just litter everywhere, especially those stupid masks, which mostly Asians around here wear. It's mostly Asians that wear them now. But yeah, as a, I mean, I've never seen cleaner streets than down in Missouri. I mean, you can tell that people take pride in it, and I've never felt safer.
Yeah.
Speaking as a female, as traveling alone, I've never felt safer than in a small town with Confederate flags everywhere.
Exactly. Hey, exactly. I mean, look, we have a terrible media. We have terrible leaders in our country. I call them all out. And we have a lot of weird white people that just, you know, they, I don't know what their problem is, but look, the Confederate flag, whether you like it or not, is part of history. And I love history, the good and the bad and the ugly. And actually, I've made the case before on this show that the Civil War was the war of Northern aggression against the South in many, many ways. And then the carpetbaggers came down from the North, and they ripped off the South, and they wondered why the South got pissed off. And they haven't, you know, look, the Confederate flag, they wanted their own nation, whether you like it or not. They did not want to be part of this cabal in America. They did not want the globalism. They did not want America inviting in 100 different countries. The Confederacy was, as you well said, was against all of that. And they knew if we don't put our foot down now and try to forge our own nation, we can let all that crap go to the North, but we don't want it here in the South. And by the way, that dumb war, it was a brother war, but in my view, it was going to get fought sooner or later. The slavery issue was, I keep telling people, look, it was going to get, that was going to be farmed out and automated away within 20 to 30 years anyway, because right after the Civil War, what do we have? The Industrial Revolution, right? And they did not need millions of cotton pickers from Kenya. Okay? I mean, they didn't need them at some point. They had automation. And eventually things would have evened out. But again, the North could not let the South do their own thing. They got wigged out. They got their nose out of joint. Had Lincoln not gone to war with his own country, a couple million Americans would be alive and they would have been able to thrive. He went to war with half his country who wanted to get away from him. Look, Lincoln is a hero to many people, and Obama loves Lincoln. You know why? Because he went to war against the white man. He did. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you know that. He went to war. That's why Obama praised Lincoln, like, and the Democrats have co-opted Lincoln now. Because he went to war against the white Southern man, who they say is a deplorable, a Confederate, the Nazis, right? And that's why to these dumbasses, they'll say, Lincoln was a Democrat president. No, he was the first Republican. But I'm not a big fan of Lincoln, I'll be honest with you. People, they lionize him over here, and I go, to me, I get what he did, don't get me wrong, but he went to war with his own nation. He killed a million of his own countrymen. Was he gracious when he won? Yeah, he was. But that's why he also got shot. To me, it was no shock that Lincoln got shot by a Southern sympathizer, because the war was still raging in many parts of this nation. Like, oh, it was so terrible. That's war. That's war. You're not safe at Ford's Theater. You think you're safe to walk in there and watch a play? No, you're not. And I'll just say he started the war, but that is in a whole other chapter. They're not even sure they got John Wilkes Booth in the real history annals, you know. Historians still debate to this day if they got him. But back to you, as I digress once again, I love this stuff.
Yeah.
I want to get more of your impressions, Kat, of Missouri, and you teamed up with Lincoln there, and did you guys go anywhere else in Missouri? You guys, of course, he lives by the Ozarks, right? Beautiful country.
Yeah. So I've been down there three times now. So he's shown me the sites. We've seen some historical stuff. I don't want to speak too much to give away his area, but
right.
Missouri is.
We don't want to do that. Exactly.
History. Yeah. And actually, one of the perks of homeschooling is that I get to teach my children the true history, true American history as well. We did a unit on Robert E. Lee. I actually showed a picture of one of my kids' reports, and it was so cute. Because he was a good Christian man, and he actually was. Abe Lincoln requested that he be a general for his army in the North, and he didn't want anything to do with the war until they attacked his home state, and he was one of the best generals that y'all ever had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
exactly. What's his name?
Sorry?
What was the name of that?
Oh,
Robert E.
Lee. So there's because censorship is so bad here in Canada, I get a lot of my resources from Telegram, which is not censored at all if you have an Android phone. So there's a channel on there called the Dissident Homeschooler. So they put up these videos that actually relate in a way that a child can understand these points in history, and it's so important. If you have children in public school, take them out. You can do it. Homeschooling is not as scary as they make it seem. They want you to be intimidated by it, but it's
That's
really
right.
not. There's many different methods that you can use to make it easier for you and your children, and we need to break this generational curse of false guilt. We don't have to be guilty
yes.
for slavery. We do not have to be guilty for the hollow hoax. We don't have to be guilty for, quote-unquote, First Nations. In fact, I teach my children that we are the First Nations because we are of Scandinavian descent. It was the Vikings mm-hmm. that were there first.
That's right. The Vikings from Europe came to America first. They claimed all of this land. And they were not here in sufficient numbers, but I often wish they were, my Germanic Viking brothers and ancestors, because can you imagine millions of Viking camps being started here? Oh, my God. What a powerhouse this country would have been. What a great bloodline this country would have had. Well, the Europeans came later, you're right. And look, the Civil War, folks, there are flashpoints in history. And these things happen, and not everybody on the North was bad or right, and not everybody on the South was bad or right either. In other words, there are valid, very, very valid reasons why men fought for their own nation, really kind of 1776 style. In 1860, there was valid reasons. They wanted their own country. They saw the country drift away from its original founding. They saw there were foreigners that were coming into America, 1820s, 1830s, 1840s. Yes, slavery was raging, but don't forget it was raging all over the world. We have slavery today. Civil War never conquered slavery. There's more slaves today, actually, than there was in 1860, all over the world. Asia had slaves, Middle East has always had slaves, Africa has always had slaves, and they still do.
Yeah,
now
I'll never
we have slaves,
actually.
Too. They're just called migrants and indentured servants. Go ahead, Kat.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. There was, I forget what news channel it was on, but this Indian, East Indian guy was talking about how we need reparations for slavery, and the European woman that he was interviewing said, absolutely we do, because it was the black people that sold their own people into slavery. So where's the reparations against them? And he was
right.
So caught off guard, he couldn't comment back. Because no one talks about that, right?
Right. Well, I think that the militant blacks owe America, and they owe whitey reparations. How about those apples?
Mm-hmm.
They've taken so much money from the government tit in our coffers and welfare aid. They owe us money back. They owe us that money back with interest. That's how I look at it. Sure. I mean, two can play at that game. I'm being a little facetious here. But no one's going to pay them reparations. If that ever happens, well, the funny side of it is the blacks are going to blow the money in a week. They'll all be pimped out like Snoop Dogg. They're going to be driving around in the latest cars. They'll blow the money in a month, let's say, and the money will go right back into the economy.
Yeah.
That's
the bad part about it
is it's your tax dollars, and inflation's going to come, and they're going then the white middle class or what's left of it's going to have to be paying the bill again, you know, as we always have.
Yeah.
And all the thefts that they've done in the ghetto black community, retail, all the looters are always black. I say, you know, I'm a realist. I rarely, it's always 99.99999%. Any looting video in America, it's in Chicago, San Francisco, they're all black, young blacks. All the shoplifting going on, all black. I mean, I just don't, maybe a few have been white, but very few. There are some of those white people who are like Antifa and stuff like that. But all these Twitter videos, don't take my word for it. This is what I do. Every morning before I start my day and get to work, I watch Twitter, watch the homepage, and they have about 10 videos like this on every day. You don't even have to look for it. It's just right there in front of you. And I'm honest, and I'll just say, I'll call a spade, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But great call, Kat. I like your observations in Missouri and flyover country. Anything else you'd like to mention about that?
Well, just on speaking of black people, I'm seeing these videos come out of these black people in South Africa chanting, "Kill the white man, kill the Boer."
Yep.
And I don't know. I don't really pay too much attention to the mainstream media. I see it on the more, you know, the dissident resources that are not afraid to show us what's going on there. But I don't know how silent the mainstream is about this, that 7 people have been murdered on their own land since this incident. And no one seems to want to take note of that or even mention it or bring it to anyone.
Except my show. I mentioned that right in the monologue. I said, in South Africa, they are chanting, "Kill the Boer, kill the farmer, kill whitey." They're doing that. And we've mentioned that before on this show. And you're absolutely correct. We will bring it up. And it's ramping up there in South Africa. As I said in the monologue, the whites there, it's too late now, but you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago when they had more power, really about 30 or 40, they should have just taken by force, if you had to, 25% of that country, if you couldn't get it legally, and say, "We're in danger. We're taking this land as our own nation. Like it or lump it. And if you don't like it, we're at war." Okay, fine. Either way, we're going to be at war. Now, that could happen in this country. Just saying.
Absolutely.
If the whites here get maligned and get attacked, and we're going to have black communists in our street. We've already had them. Kill whitey. Let's just boil it down. That's what they're really saying. They're saying kill whitey. We see Twitter videos everywhere of these militant blacks who say, "This is our plan. This is what we want to do." Well, after you hear it 1,000 times, you know, it is what it is, right?
Yep.
I want everything to be peaceful, but I realize that many people in the world don't feel the same way as I do. You know?
And then you wonder why it's the Jews that mobilize these people and say how diversity is so important. They have their ethnostate. They have their borders closed. No one's allowed in there. They have people with guns on with barbed wire. They shoot people if they try to get into Israel. But they are the ones that are the main ones behind immigration, pushing it on us.
They are? No, they are. There's all these Jewish front organizations. I mentioned them before. I don't like to dwell on the tribe because they get so much press. But look, they are part and parcel of the immigration problem in the world today. These are Bolshevik Jewish front groups who are well-funded, well-organized, well-managed. And if you people, you believe what you want. A lot of you people are scratching your heads going, I've never heard that before. Well, do your own research. Google it. Research it. Go down the rabbit hole. I challenge all of you. Kat knows, and I know. And you'll find these are groups. Look, the invasion of Europe and America and Canada was planned decades ago, organized, funded, secretly. And then they spring it on you. And now we're having to deal with the aftermath. Well, I always say history provides remedies for these things. You can do your own mental algorithm. The show isn't over until it's over, put it that way. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. It is the Kalergi plan. It is the global reset, whatever word you want to use. Klaus Schwab and his gang of globalist whores are out to screw over the world. You got Bill Gates running around. He thinks he's a scientist who wants depopulation. He's being he's barred from India and other countries for killing people, allegedly, of course. You've got all kinds of these nefarious groups and people. And by the way, Bill Gates is also Jewish. Most people don't know that. I do.
Right, exactly. Yep.
I've done the research. Right. He is. He acts like he's a Gentile computer nerd schoolboy. No, he's a Jewish guy. This is what they believe. They want world domination. They want to tell the Gentiles who can live, who cannot. And all that time Israel gets, you can't dump a million people in Israel. But yet they want to dump millions over here. Because, again, they see and view America as a great Babylonian whore. Take what you want, squeeze her dry, and leave America in the dust heap is what the Israeli, and that's really how they think. We're going to use America until we can no longer use her anymore. And then we're going to destroy her.
Yeah.
So if you're not prepared, folks, that's on you, not on me. I can say to God, I tried. I even launched a radio show. And God will look at me and say, you've done well, my son. You have done very well. But they did not listen to you. And you know what? I don't care if they don't listen to me. I put it out there. They don't like it. I always tell you, this is too much for you. Turn the dial. Kat, you've been awesome. Great call. What are your final thoughts to America tonight?
Well, actually, a really good book. It's actually simple enough for children to understand. It's called The Fable of Ducks and Hens by George Lincoln Rockwell. And it just explains the way they do it and exactly what's happening in your country, in my country, and throughout history. It's just this vicious cycle of these hens going from one duck colony to another and just destroying it, how they take control and they turn the ducks into slaves, and it's great. And it's funny because my daughter, when she was 11, the first time I read it to them, she said, Mom, Justin Trudeau is a hen, isn't he? A girl after my own heart. Close. He works for the hens. But
uh-huh. So it's called The Fable of Ducks and Hens. Check it out, folks.
Yep. Yeah, it's available actually.
That's
on
awesome.
As an audio, it's just excellent. Mm-hmm. It's simple enough for a child to understand, yet it's profound that adults get something out of it too.
Love it. Love it. Kat, thanks so much for calling the show. We love you, man. And have a great night out there. I'm glad you went to Missouri, and we wish you well on all of your future travels as well. Have a great night.
Yeah, same to you.
You bet. Thank you. You bet. Thanks, Kat. Kat from Canada, wonderful call. She had a great trip to the heartland of America, our beautiful flyover country. Oh, yeah, I've been there. I told you before, I went to Purdue in Indiana. Great state. Again, one of the states I told you guys that can't afford homes out west, Indiana, Iowa, Missouri, northern Arkansas is good, Oklahoma. Reasonable states, not expensive, not overrun by the Bolshevik hordes yet. You've got a lot of things there. You can still buy a home for 80 to 130 grand like clockwork. They're tiny. Indiana, when I was, I loved Indiana. I thought, wow, what a wonderful state. It's surrounded by liberals. It's a arch conservative state. A lot of good schools are there. IU, of course, and Purdue up there in northwest Indiana, 2 hours from Chicago. We had snow drifts like on, you see, on Lake Michigan. Yes, I trudged through the snow in my navy blue pea coat and my cool California shades. And I used to have all kinds of interesting friends around campus. And boy, did I meet a bunch of characters, a lot of cool, cool characters. The Midwest people are the most underrated. They have great food, great people, great sense of humor. They've got your back, and they don't just say things to feel good. And they're very genuine. So I told you guys, I encourage you, if you can't buy out here, look at that part of the country. Look at the greater Midwest. You're going to have a great life out there. You really are. If I was a young buck, and I couldn't afford Arizona, our home prices here are $500,000 now. We're like California light. You go back there. Now, I came out here when things were cheap, when they were giving Arizona away in the mid-1990s. No more. We've been discovered. Nevada's been discovered. All these, Utah and Idaho have been discovered. And a million more people are moving here. That's the demographics. A million more. I study all these trends. Interesting. But the Midwest, you guys will have a great time, I'm telling you. Yeah, great, great calls tonight. We'll get to some more calls here in a moment. I will tell you that there's a lot going on, and be a part of it. And your life will make more sense to you, and you'll be a lot happier, too.
And now, another dedication from the Allied war heroes of World War II. Well, I've always called the Von Lehen Show a bridge too far. We pay for that bridge and we're going to collect. We are going to fly 35,000 troops 300 miles and drop them behind enemy lines. It will be the largest airborne operation ever mounted. Quite frankly, this kind of radio show has never been attempted before. We shall seize the bridges of time, air, and space. It's only a question of bridges within the collapse surprise and hold them until they can be secured. And Von Lehen is on the air every Thursday at 8 p.m. And we will listen in every Thursday for enemy troop movement and the Blitz. And the sooner we get on the air, the better. We will now go as we've got them on the run. Good night. God save the Queen.
Yeah, I'm still the ghost of the most, babes, you know what I mean? I've been hanging out in this attic for like a long time here, you know, and it's getting pretty old. So I took a trip out in the world, and there's a lot of people burning stuff down, going crazy out there. But even being the ghost with the most like me, I got to have some kind of fun anyway. So I tune in to the Von We Hunt radio show, because I know once I finally get my groove on, that's where I want to tune in the nighttime. It's the Von We Hunt Show. He's almost as cool as I am.
Oh.
Everybody's talking about everything, anything at all, but I'll tell you what. Tune in and don't miss the Von Wehunt Show on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'll tell you, Von Wehunt is on the radio, darkskyradio.com, and he's on Blog Talk Radio, baby. That's right, tune in. You'll have a lot of fun there, too. I'll tell you, always a lot of fun there. Let's do a dance, all right now, you and me.
We're back. We're back. Yeah, what I was telling you guys to go to, if you're an upset black person in America, if you're a malcontent, if you don't like it, go to Ghana and Liberia. Those two countries are set up for you guys. They are set up for you guys to go to. And already 10,000 American blacks have moved to Ghana and Liberia. And they are happy, and they are there, and it's something for you guys to consider. I'm telling you, it might be the thing for you. I'm all about the pursuit of happiness. I'm all about you guys being happy, whatever color God made you. And it's something that has gotten very little news in this country is Ghana and Liberia on the west coast of Africa. They are begging American blacks to go there. They are even paying you with a tax credit. And you can go there and you can live out your life and live very, very well. What a deal.
Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
Yeah, and just some notes about Ghana and Liberia that are in the chat room that are well worth repeating. Don't forget, America established Liberia just for them. It's true. We established the country of Liberia. We carved out land in Africa. American, our prior ancestors, they staked out this land. They're going to call it Liberia. They have the U.S. Constitution. They use the U.S. dollar. And it's there for American blacks. And any brown people who are not happy here, they want to leave, that is the place for you to go. Ghana and Liberia. Ghana's G-H-A-N-A. And you can Google it. They're on YouTube. These are official government videos. I've seen them. They've had, I think, a million hits. But it's something to think about. Because we have, you know, wave after wave of people coming to this country. They think life's going to be so great. They freak out when they realize they have to work their ass off. When they bitch and moan about whitey and white supremacy and racism. You know, it goes on and on and on like a broken fucking record. It does. You know it does. So just cut, stop the madness. Just pack your bags. Go to YouTube. Reach out if you're a pissed off black guy or brown guy or whatever, contact the government of Ghana, get your passport, or Liberia, and fly over and do your thing. Already 10,000 Americans, black Americans, net, have moved to Ghana and Liberia. Those are the official stats I checked with the State Department. So it's a wonderful world if you know how to navigate it. You have to know how to navigate this world. Don't sit there and be pissed off. Don't sit here and be mad at whitey. Why are you wasting all these negative vibes we don't need in this country? Just be happy, pack your bags, you found your country. Again, that's another pro tip from the Von Wiegand Show. We're all about solutions. They always bitch and moan that radio shows never offer solutions. Well, my show does. I'm constantly giving you guys solutions. Here's another one. You're listening, you're black, you're all pissed off. Don't be pissed off. Your life's too short. I want you to be happy. I want you to be happy. I want you to go back to Africa, go to Ghana, go to Liberia, live there, live a great life, have all the kids you want. And I see the blacks on YouTube, and they're thriving. They're around their own people. There's nobody, there's no whitey in their way. There's no KKK. There's no American white Nazis running around the forest, which there are in America, by the way. But over there, you got it made. You got the coast, you got the beach. And by the way, I'm a free enterprise guy in Ghana and Liberia. They have skyscrapers. It looks modern. Those are the two most modern countries in Africa. Why? Well, they were founded by the white man. That's why. Ghana's got a lot of European influence. Liberia was founded by America. There you go. I rest my case. You know I'm right, America. Again, don't sit here and bitch and moan. Just move. Just move. Really easy. And when we get Europe under control, we can move back there as well and have a master of the right. Just kidding. But look, these things are out there. I love giving you solutions in the audience. We're all about that. And that's the way it's going to be, I'm telling you.
And now, a dedication from one of America's forgotten patriots, the coast-to-coast truck driver. Here he is, his own words. "When I'm out here working my ass off to pay my bills and to put food on the table for me and my family, between hauling rig, between Sacramento and Dallas, and then up to that damn New York City, I have long stretches of roadway to think about life and my station in it. While we are constantly bombarded by the media cluster machine and lectured to by TV news, I can always rely on the Von Wiegand Show to be there and to tell me the frickin' truth about the crazy world we all live in. The truckers of America salute you, Von Wiegand. We will go to war for you. And as you say, General, we will take them all on. Damn right. Just keep broadcasting the good word, brother. And our steel trucks will be there at your local grocery store, America. Or, God forbid, in times of crisis. Things ever hit the fan, don't worry. I will just say amen, brother, and pass the ammunition. Godspeed, Von Weehunt. You keep us out here trucking. Keep bombarding the airwaves, brother. Good night. God bless.
Right, we will bombard the airwaves. Flames away, baby. That's right. Well, God in Liberia could be your land of milk and honey. You're a military, again, I repeat, I love facts. 10,000 black Americans have already made the move. Why shouldn't you? Why shouldn't you make the move? Look, they're welcoming you. There's no racism. You can't claim racism there. It's 100% black country. It's all for you. And by the way, I'll be very honest with you, from a jaded male point of view, those black women over there, they want to jump your bones. They love American black guys for some reason. You know what? You're the new flavor in town. They'll jump your bones. I mean, come on. I mean, you could, I mean, look, somebody could be crass. I would never say this. Well, I will. But somebody could say, all the watermelon and fried chicken you want. You know what I mean? All the Newports you want to smoke. Think about it. Freedom, liberty. I'm all about the pursuit of happiness, whatever you find it. You know what I mean? And that's the way it's going to be. Look, these things are out there, and we'll get the Irish Pirate on right now. What a lively show we've had. Let's bring on the Irish Pirate, our last call of the show. Irish, welcome to the show, our tech wizard. As always, what are your thoughts tonight from your secret undisclosed location somewhere in Phoenix, sir?
Well, my How's thoughts right intro? Now are, well, thank you. My thoughts are I see people willing to run away because they feel a little tension, and the answer is, so what about, you know, you've been here on this planet how long? 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, and now you're running away because it gets a little warm in the bucket. I got news for you. You were supposed to have a spiritual background. You were supposed to have a knowledgeable background. You were supposed to have a solid emotional background. You were supposed to stand up for what you believed in, not just your next paycheck. So I got news for these people. If what you believe in, for example, is in Ghana, feel free to leave. But the United States was put here for a reason. There are a lot of, when you go back and read the actual history of the United States, God allowed certain things to happen that normally would not have for this to be here with the people on it. And you can say, oh, that was meant for the white people, but it was meant for the other people too, in my opinion, because it set it up. But anyway, here's the thing that's got me bamboozled. This has been out for a little while. I've boiled it down. I'm going to send this an email to some people, but I'll just do the points. 12 undeniable signs of globalist engineered planetary genocide against the human race. So if you can find a place mm-hmm. where that's not happening, go ahead. But they are terraforming the planet, and they're, you know, trying to take carbon off of it because the plants need it to feed you. The biometric inventory of the human race has begun, which is basically CBDC's WorldCoin and whatnot. They want to make sure that they can see everything you spend your money on. The answer is, wow, that I don't think is for benevolent reasons. They are giving up on educating young people so that they might have a productive future. Everybody knows this, but they don't do anything about it. I am. Controlled demolition of energy. That's my biggest pet peeve right now. How many times have we talked about people have invented stuff and they don't get to put it on the market? I mean, right. When they turn around and they actually do things like mess up the climate and blame it on you. I mean, that's nothing but sinister. That's not smart. That, mm-hmm. you know, that's nothing. It's nothing but evil. That's somebody following their religion. I don't see any reason why mm-hmm. anybody would want to kill a bunch of people other than they believe in evolution that doesn't exist, which we discussed before. Anyway, so energy infrastructure, that's major. Number five, Yeah, five governments are funding, developing, and deploying anti-human genetic bioweapons. I mean, is there anybody who doesn't agree with that anymore? Six, there's a coordinated global effort to destroy seed diversity and make crops unable to reproduce. In other words, you can feed yourself for a little while, but not very long. And you certainly can't run away with the seeds that you can buy on the market most places. You know, you have to go seek them out. Anyway, rapid rollout of automation robots to replace blue-collar workers. But wait, rise of AI systems to replace white-collar workers. Gee, what's left, Von Weehunt? I don't know. I guess they want to replace all the workers. Yeah, if you get paid for that, I'm sure there's people who want to do it. Number nine, whatever the CDC is, it's rolling out recommendations to take shots every year, forever until you die, basically. And that can't be right. Judy Mikovits has a video out right now that says every vaccination since 1986 was bent on depopulation. Look at all of them. Don't just look at one or two. Yeah, look at the whole vaccination.
Interesting.
Industry. I say look back to 1954. I think she's a little short.
Mm-hmm.
But because that was Jonas Salk. That guy, I can tell you, was a complete idiot. And we've been discussing this more and more. The scientists that are out there are doing what they're told. They're taking somebody else's recommendation, pretending to make it their own. And when that doesn't come out, they turn around and say, I'm baffled. And the answer there is,
right.
They didn't do a damn thing. They sucked out, right? They just they took a pension and a paycheck for nothing. And now they're all freaking out that they actually have a responsibility to save us. Because clearly there's stuff out there that they could try to say, warning, the air is not very breathable. Warning, the water is not very drinkable. No. Warning, your electricity is killing you. The cell phone you're carrying around, you better make sure you don't sleep with that near you. And all this stuff is going on. And where are the people supposed to remind you? They're taking a pension and a paycheck and looking the other way. I mean, my God, if that happened in your household, you'd kick them out. I believe that in our country, we should do the same. Any scientists that are going along with some other recommendation from somebody else, not challenging anything, taking our funding for doing so, CDC's not taking necessarily that I know of our funding. They have some tax projects that they work on, but we're not giving them the money directly. They ask the U.S. government for contracts. And then, of course, you know, the enemy gives them the contracts, and then they go out and do stuff. And, you know, human trafficking, 33% of it around the world is in Ukraine. You know, bioweapons, a good chunk of it is in Ukraine. I mean, all the stuff I just mentioned is happening in Ukraine. And your president is making, shall we say, 10% off the top because he's the big guy?
He's the big guy, for God's sake. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And so it's all interconnected. Finishing with the last three of the 12 points put out by Natural News. Geoengineering, driven global famine to unleash mass starvation. Get ready for that.
Because
if they're going after the seeds, and we've been also talking about climate, yes, the global cooling systems are broken. So we had a record summer, and we have record ocean warmth and a few other things. We talked about how water can take 4,000 times more heat than air, volume for volume. So that's why we've seen the water increasing, because the air can't take anymore. And that's how that works. Coast of Florida, 101 degrees. Jacuzzi.com says 101 degrees is perfect for your hot tub. You got a hot tub already. Just dive off Florida, although you might have to take a shower afterwards. Good luck with that. Anyway. point 11, infertility chemicals are being placed in the food supply, atrazine, glyphosate, hormone disruptors. What do you think that does? And why do you think they let that happen? You'd think anybody would have lifted a finger. Anybody. You know, I don't care what race you are. I don't care what religion you are. They're trying to kill all of you. Sorry about that.
That's right. That's right. Depopulation agenda. It's what they want.
Yeah, feel free to be, as we call it, equally yoked. Finally, globalists are preparing to initiate end of debt-based economics that have driven cheap food and affordable growth. Cheap food comes from cheap energy, and they're not letting energy be cheap anymore. And that's the bottom line there. Ties in with point number four. Yeah, they're taking away your ability to make the energy. Now they're taking away their ability to deliver it. And so the problem you're going to have now is, where are you going to get yours? Batteries are okay, but we're also learning Let's see. There was a recent one in Peoria. A guy bought an electric car, and he didn't know. How do I want to say this? A lot of us just assumed with electric cars, since there's so many batteries in the car, that you would use the batteries to run the internal parts of the car. Well, guess what? They don't. They don't. They run another exact same as a gas-powered car, 12-volt battery for the stuff in the car.
It's they the run a different thing. System. That's right.
Yeah, well, but the battery isn't. The 12-volt battery is exactly the same. Problem? If it goes out without the other batteries go out, you can't get out of your car. And that's what happened to this guy in Peoria. And, there's all these neat little tricks in certain types of cars. Well, it's, you know, they're assuming you're going to read the very, very back sections of your owner's manual, which would be really nice if you did. But does everybody do that? Of course they don't. And so people are actually dying from their own stupidity or coming close, like the 73-year-old man did, 72. So I thought that was kind of weird.
Well, I didn't know there was a hidden latch I could have found below the seat, this and that. And
yeah, well, you bought this electric car. They told you it would be a good thing for you. It's, you know, it's simple inability to do anything. And we've talked about even the electricity running the electric cars is coming from so-called fossil fuels anyway, because they haven't made that infrastructure available. They're just cutting off all the pipelines and everything else. Even when a company says they're all natural now, 98% of it is natural gas. They're lying. There's nobody out there that's all solar. And, even worse, we're in Arizona. I know you and I and everybody else have been hit by these people going around saying,
you can put solar panels on your house.
Yeah, somebody told you to say that. Those
are great
voices.
Don't
check a few things about your solar panels here in Phoenix. Yeah, maybe further north that might be more workable, but I'm going to tell you right now. In Phoenix, warm solar panels don't do as good of a job. And, yes, they're supposed to be out there when the sun is shining, and the desert has plenty of sun to shine. But when they get really hot, they don't work well. They work like 50% capacity. And that's with the old atmosphere that they've never retested, right? Because now more of the UVB is getting in, which nobody tests for, not in this government. And now we're getting UVC. Who's testing for that? Absolutely nobody. And so – wouldn't it be nice if somebody could make a solar panel that can actually operate on UVC for the future? Nobody's doing it. And I don't know if that would work. I mean, I'm a scientist, but I don't know how that would work. But you know that's what's coming. So what would be wrong with being able to do that? So there's a lot of potential scientific opportunities, but what they're trying to do is shut them off. They're not trying to open it up. Somebody save our future because, you know, we've reached some sort of a climate point. And I think I ran some smack also. I can't remember if it was in a phone call or not. Very recently, there were penguins that washed up on shore of, obviously penguins are primarily down south. They washed up on some country's shore. And the scientists went running over there. And they went looking for avian flu and all sorts of stuff on there. And they didn't notice the obvious.
Yeah.
You and I would check a few things. Number one, all the all the adolescent and younger penguins in that group had nothing in their stomachs and no fat reserves. Gee, do you think they starved to death? Oh, no. We haven't come to that yet. We're still looking at all these other politically correct answers. And I'm saying these scientists need to be fired. They need to be shamed in public. I'm done with this crap because we need them to do their jobs for what they were originally hired to do. And that includes your politician, right? I mean, you're going to have to supply your own politician now because if some party's doing it for you, they're already corrupted. That's obvious. And even many churches are corrupted. You know, we're hearing all sorts of fun stuff from
time
like,
in America.
Phone,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, but in America, it's really bad. I mean, too many times we've heard people say that the ocean is just a place where we can dump things because God will take care of it, right? He put together the planet so we can make this kind of trash.
I've heard that line before. Yep, God will take care of it. Don't worry about it.
He'll handle it. 90% of the plankton, 90% of the plankton in the ocean in the last 40 years is now dead. So congratulations with your non-God-given idea.
Yeah.
I mean, this happens all the time. People actually say, I talked it up with God, and he says, well, I can trash the oceans. Really? Did you really talk to him, or was it a one-way conversation?
Really?
I mean, it's just wild.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, and insects on the planet are down
90%. You are the mad scientist, and I love it. Good stuff.
Well, all I'm saying is, does that mean there's no hope? Well, I think we have busted through the guardrail. We're on the Thelma and Louise moment, as
yes, we are. We are. Great way to put it.
And so the real interesting part is, okay, car's going to crash. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? Because it's mm-hmm. not over. Let's say we all died tomorrow for something stupid, like a nuclear war or whatever. What were you doing the day before? What were you honestly trying to do the day before to try and set things straight? Because, yeah, it won't mean anything in that end, but God will notice, right? I mean, you need to be able to say, look, I'm holding my head up high. I know there are problems. I'm not part of the problem. I'm part of the solution. And as long as I can, with my contagious mind, come up with a win-win situation and broadcast it to my neighbor, broadcast it worldwide, broadcast it to my fellow American, somebody's going to listen to me if I find the right platform. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. and that's the way I see the world. I have to offer a lot of really cool ideas to people as fast as I can bring them out, because I don't want to see us turn around, roll over, and say, oh, we can't fix this. We have to die together. The answer is I didn't die together with you.
Right.
I'm going to try to last a little bit longer than you do anyway. But, yeah, if I could save the planet, and the really neat thing, Von Weehunt, those of us who actually survive this, as it gets a little worse, I don't care if it's the political part or whatever, those are the ones who are going to be looked at in the future as leaders. I mean, you will be paid well, I'm sure. People will make sure you have any more ideas that actually would have worked that we can do now. Is there anything left? And the answer is, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to learn as fast as I can. I mean, even at my age, I'm not shutting myself down and saying, oh, I know the answers to everything. I'm saying the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. I never saw all this. They taught me a lot of things in school that are just not true. And so I had to throw a lot of that out. Well, that doesn't mean I came up with the best answers to replace the stupidity. I didn't come up with that. So I have to ask people who are smart, what would you do in a situation like that? I don't know. You know, if my neighborhood suddenly has its issues trying to find decent water, you know, everybody's got things stored.
Well,
water,
be prepared. Have your own water. Have
well,
your own
you can
food.
Be prepared, you know, there's
guys
got
to be preppers. Go to SurviveMax.com and get your gear. There are things that we can do, you know.
Yeah. Well, I agree that you can prep, but the issue I have, and I've seen this happen before, in areas that are highly prepped, like where Joe Skousen lives, when you're highly, highly, highly prepped, nobody is ready to share anything with anybody. Nobody has that idea in mind.
True, too.
I know my neighbors.
That's why you
have
your own. You have your own stash, your own gear, your own stuff.
Yeah, but you
can't rely. You can't lean on other people, you know?
Well, some people are either expecting to lean on other people or, God forbid, take it from other people. That's the only way it's going to happen. It's like, what? The stores aren't selling anything you can use now? I don't get that.
Well, you said earlier in the show, Irish, I said, I said the Yellow Trucking Company went bankrupt. Right there, you've got truck shipments that will not make the stores. Supply chain interruption.
Well, that's interesting. What's going to
happen?
Can't happen. Now, I'm curious what happens to
most of our goods come from trucks.
One of my Christian friends is saying that. Oh no, yellow trucking's not going. Everybody needs repairs. Like, where are the trucks? I'll go get them myself. I mean, if they got anything I want, I'll go get it. I mean, Kelly and I are calling people at least once a week, trying to see if we can set up something wholesale that we don't have to deal with the distribution lines of third parties that they're trying to cut off.
That's
good. What can we do to get
that's
stuff?
Good.
Now, the problem there is most people can't afford the volume. It's got to be stuff you really want and really need. You can't get everything.
That's right.
Sell. You're not going to pay like $3,500 for mustard.
No.
That's not going to work. I mean, that's the reason you don't go to Costco.
Right.
On the other hand, there are some things that you use every day. I'm going to say like toilet paper or something. I mean, what do we need if you could get that wholesale? I thought that's why Amway was going to work. And of course, they went stupid and went to China and did a bunch of other things, wrote a bunch of books that lied, and never really changed the price point and all that. But they did say it would be smart if you could get all the stuff you use every day, vitamins, toilet paper, all that kind of stuff, wholesale. And it's like I never disagreed with that. I thought it was a really cool idea. I wish they could have done something about it. They didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And my bloodline actually partially goes through DeVos. and he put out that book, Compassionate Capitalism, which turned out not to be able to tell Americans what to do right, but actually they were trying to deny that they were moving to China. So he put that out to make it look like him, like an American company. And those kinds of lies are the ones we're seeing everywhere. Everywhere. Everybody's saying, I didn't have a desire to make a pension and a paycheck. I mean, not long after that, luckily the DeVosses, I think, bought an NBA team and kind of ran off. One of them wanted to run off and change the educational system in America. That didn't work out too well.
Yeah.
That was Ann DeVos.
No doubt.
Well, all these millionaires haven't supplied any solutions I've seen. There are a lot of people
they
out
haven't,
there who
but that's why there's the Von Wehunt Show. We supply solutions here, on this show. We will fill the void.
There are people out there who are still, they have something or inventing something or part of inventing something. I mean, there's some interesting stuff out there still.
Tell them to call. Call this show. Tell them to call the show if you happen to know.
I don't know if I'm on directly.
That'd be great.
Correct. I think the number one thing was the low energy nuclear reaction, better known as cold fusion. That's real. That's been real since at least 1979. They've proven that.
I know.
Boy, they've been stepping
wild
stuff to get a hold of that. Granted,
Irish, what are your final thoughts to America here as we talk about the science of the future and to the future?
Okay.
But we're going to end out the show here. What are your final thoughts here, sir?
Yeah, it's a dichotomy. Don't depend on these scientists that clearly have been sucking out paychecks and doing nothing but nodding with somebody else's agreement. Otherwise, they'll get kicked off the team. Kind of like that if you've been teaching biology for 20 years with evolution involved and you suddenly realize that's a mistake, you're back to washing test tubes and you don't get to teach. It'd be like trying to teach a communist about capitalism in America. They'll just say you're not allowed to teach that here. But on the other hand, just because that's bleak, the dichotomy is there's something to believe in, because for every solution there's out there and a man that's free enough and passionate enough, they will come up with a solution that's better than what's at hand. Now, granted, I just heard about a new product today. For example, this guy came out with a supplement I want to try that might be able to help me. But he only can make enough for 75. That's all he's got right now. He can't
30
go million.
Seconds here, my friend.
All right. So I'm going to, for things like that, I am taking one experimental supplement now called Formula 216. You can look that up, 216, Formula 216. No proof in whether or not that's working right now, but I'm not going to wait for the scientists. And so same thing here. Somebody just, I learned today, has got something that might be able to help me. Do you really think I'm going to go check him out with the FDA? I don't think so.
No.
So that's all I'm telling you. Who are you going to put your face in?
Love
you
that.
His fellow man, better than fellow scientist.
Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate the call as always. Great diatribe there on the science of America.
Science.
You have a great night, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes,
you know it.
Science.
Thank you, Irish Pirate, our tech wizard. Guy is a wealth of information, very interesting, no doubt about it. Look, we have a show scheduled to maintain, so I'll leave you with this, America. The corporate chiefs or the elites in our country will say 50-year slave job. They have an illusion to prop up around you. Once they get you to deny the existence of your own eyes, and call a man a woman, it signals to them that you are now safe to ignore as a conquered slave. And tonight, the state of Massachusetts calls on all their residents to take border crossers into their own personal homes. We told you the corrupt government who let in the invaders would eventually ask for your family homes and assistance. Well, America, here we are. So this is what we are fighting for? Okay, got it. How the bankers in corporate America feel about flyover country USA right now is not stellar. Yes, we know this. As all they really want is future slaves for their new world order. So we will beat the system every chance we get. We will fight them in the hills, on the beaches, in the gridirons of America, in the forests. We will win, because God is on our side. And with that, I thank you all for being here tonight for another broadcast day from Valhalla Studios in the mountains of Arizona. We thank you all for being here. Have a great night. God bless. We'll talk to you all soon. We're signing off tonight from our mountain studio. Good night.
Thank you.